All right, we love those classic moms. So in honor of Mother's Day, who do you think is TV's most memorable mom? And I'm calling this segment Top TV Moms That Raised Us, because that's kind of what that is. Classics like Lucy Ricardo, you know, Mom to Little Ricky, Carol Brady, Marion Cunningham, June Cleaver. Or is it Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show, Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond, Rainbow Johnson from Blackish, Lois from The Family Guy. The list is endless. 312-981-7200. And joining us to put a scholarly spin on this is Wally Podrazik. He's adjunct professor at University of Illinois Chicago and co-author of the book Watching TV, watchingtv.org. You know what I love about the book? And I remember geeking out as a kid, you know, maybe in the late 70s, having a book similar to this. It's very comprehensive. You have schedules for every fall season pretty much in there. Mm-hmm. Some copies, some great pictures, some quotes in there. But it really tells the story of American television.
And probably one of the questions that I get all the time is, well, how could you possibly tackle everything that's going on now? There are so many shows, there's so many channels, etc. And the answer is, just watch. We do.
Okay, that sounds good. Watching TV is the book. All right, so, you know, I want to kind of do this by decades a little bit, Wally. So TV show characterizations, like all pop culture, reflect the times. They push the envelope. You know, it's how the Brady Bunch got away with its blended family concept in the late 1960s, without mentioning that Carol was divorced. We kind of assumed she was divorced because we knew Dad lost the wife, but the 1960s, 50s into 60s, who would you say were top moms?
Well, in the 50s and 60s, basically television starts with the top of the top moms, and that would be Lucille Ball playing Lucy Ricardo.
Right.
And the highest rated television moment in early TV history was the birth of her first son, Little Ricky.
As was the first TV Guide, National TV Guide,
exactly.
had Desi Arnaz Jr., I think is what it was, on the cover, right?
Yeah. Yes, right, exactly. And
so I have somewhere.
Essentially, what we do with TV moms is they are our surrogate moms.
Mm-hmm.
They're right in the intimate setting of our living rooms.
Yeah.
And as kids, quiet, there we are. Totally focused, and Mom and Dad didn't mind. Well, first of all, because the kids were occupied.
Yeah.
But secondly, because those moms did want to share good times.
That's very
and
true.
And so in the 50s into the 60s, it was the celebration of family life in the beginning of the baby boom.
But culturally, in those times, you know, the mothers were at-home moms. I mean, you just heard that clip from June Cleaver and the Beeve talking about the fact that, you know, they belong in the kitchen for the most part. And she says, no, you know, women are doctors, they're lawyers, they're other things than me in the house dress. I think it was Laura Petrie, who was Mary Tyler Moore, was Little Richie's mom. She was wearing pants. You know, she was performing. I'm not sure if she wanted to get out of the house and work. She did later in her next series. But it was very different the way moms were portrayed. And it really does carry through the next 4 or 5 decades and like how women are and moms are perceived.
And what they have in common is that they're the ones that the kids, whether they be the fictional kids in TV or the kids at home watching, they're the ones they sort of bond with.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
And there's a scene thinking about Laura Petrie, for instance. There was one whole complicated episode in which basically because of her self-defense training, Laura Petrie was better suited to defend herself than her husband, Rob. And so to sort of demonstrate, I could do this and all, and then Laura basically flips Rob.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And Richie said, hooray for mommy. But yes, that was a signal that, yes, there was the occasional misunderstanding. There were all the comedy tropes, but there was also a strength there that we saw in the moms as we went from the 50s and 60s into the 70s.
I say Donna Reed, of course, you know, got a texter from 708, Wilma Flintstone and Jane Jetson, 60s. I guess that would apply to there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Samantha Stevens on Bewitched. But, you know, Dr. Maureen Robinson, she was a doctor on Lost in Space and Lassie's mom as well. But in the 1960s, I guess Carol Brady, the Brady Bunch, when you think of that, even though it was a blended family and everything else, I mean, she was America's mom, really.
Yeah, and of course, in that sense, it was America's mom in America's suburban palace, frankly.
True.
And so much of this was television as fantasy, and that's why the role of moms is so important. because it could be a witch, it could be magic, but what was really going on was the kids were bonding with their mom.
That's very true. That's very, very true. 1970s, you know, offered viewers a little something different because the 1970s, I think TV was growing up a little bit, right? And we knew that by the fact that CBS, the Tiffany Network, you know, did that rural purge, which we've talked about on air before, where they got rid of everything pretty much with a tree in it. So for everything, it's funny, they did all that, you know, so they got rid of the Green Acres, the Beverly Hillbillies, Hee Haw, some of the variety shows and so forth. And it still perplexed me that they put on the Waltons, because somebody from 773 said, you know, Mama Walton and the grandma from the Waltons were great moms, TV moms. But that was a show. You're killing everything with a tree, but then the Waltons gets on the air.
Well, because it was very traditional.
Yeah.
This was a storybook. Mm-hmm. This is a storybook that you can appreciate and that, yeah, we'll accept the tree as long as everything else comes with it.
Something new, something different, for sure. But 70s, you know, early 70s was All in the Family. And yeah, Jean Stapleton played Gloria's mom, you know.
Well, and the thing to remember about All in the Family is that it was a family. It was mm-hmm. a blended family in that you had the little girl, their little girl in living with them because her husband, they couldn't afford their own place yet
right.
when
right.
they started.
Right.
And recall that the story arc for All in the Family is Gloria and Michael are married, and pretty soon into that arc, she has a child,
she becomes
too.
A mom. Yeah, absolutely.
She becomes a mom.
We're talking about top TV moms that raised us. 1970s, we'll talk about all Norman Lear, because All in the Family, there were so many spinoffs. The Jeffersons, of course. One Day at a Time, Anne Romano, Bonnie Franklin being a single mom. And, you know, a little more dramatic. It was kind of almost a dramedy, that show. Esther Rolle, Florida Evans, on Good Times, which I know these actors and actresses got kind of tired of those roles and how Jimmy Walker kind of took over the show, but this was a different level of motherhood and more mature. And you talk about Maude, you know, talking about abortion in the 1970s. So it really did shift a little bit from Carol Brady to those types of topics on those shows.
And yet there's still that core that carries over. So Norman Lear was able to revive One Day at a Time
right, before he
decades
passed.
Later yeah. With a Hispanic setting. That's but right. It's the same idea.
Same idea for sure. 1970s also brought some more whimsical moms on the air, and there was a lot of throwback programming. So you talk about Happy Days, Marion Ross, Mother 2, 3 in the beginning until Chuck dropped off, and then to Richie and Joni. But, you know, she was a 1970s woman playing a 1950s mom, but even throughout the whole series, she found her voice as a woman on the show.
Oh, yeah. And of course, if I say Mrs. C, yeah. which is what, of course, the Fonz would call her,
you know
perfectly well who we're talking about, yeah. the respect afforded yeah. to her. And that's probably a common theme with so many of these moms, is they're the stable ones.
That's true.
Very Lucy may have been ridiculous in the very early days, but by the time you get into the 70s and beyond, that's where you turn to set the ship right.
Got a couple texts in from mentioning Lily Munster, going back to the 1960s. Shirley Partridge was the 70s. I think that was 1970. And I think she just had a birthday. She's still around. Shirley Jones, she's like 94, 95 years old. Still kicking it. Caroline Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie. Who else would you pick
again? Again, the same type of a storybook approach.
Very true.
And I would continue going forward with, first of all, Morticia, if you're going to talk about the
Addams Family.
I mean, that was the mom I liked.
Yeah, okay.
Was Morticia from the Addams Family.
All right, we're gonna hit the 1980s, the 90s and beyond. We're talking to Wally Podrazik. There's more with him next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. We are talking top TV moms that raised us. We had some clips there from Modern Family, from The Cosby Show. So the 1980s comes around, and speaking of The Cosby Show, you know, there's not a lot of people that want to even say those words because of Bill Cosby and where he is. You just cannot. At some point, I think we have to separate the show, which was such a brilliantly written show, Emmy Award-winning show with an amazing cast, and Felicia Rashad did an amazing job. And you know, a lot of black sitcoms in the 60s and 70s did not reflect, success. It was Sanford and Son. It was like you're in a junkyard. It was Good Times. You're in the projects in Chicago. The Cosby Show took a completely different turn, and it took, to me, the 1980s, it took a long time to get there.
Yeah, and it's basically upper middle class.
Yeah.
And it was the mom is a professional woman. The mom,
feminist, a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. An approach that you see with Black-ish, for instance, skipping forward. Same setting for the mom knows what's going on. And she knows it in the family, and she knows it professionally. So you turn to her with respect. Felicia Rashad is currently... was directing a Steppenwolf
in Chicago,
play called Purpose, which was like, oh, okay, so that's what mom does after retirement. Mm-hmm. She goes and does even more impressive stuff.
Elise Keaton from Family Ties. I mean, who else from moms from the 1980s?
Well, one of the moms that I particularly like, I'm going to push a little bit to the turn of the century, though, are the Gilmore Girls, for instance, with Lorelai and her incredible relationship with her daughter. And that's one of the series in which you have two layers of moms and daughters. That is, you have Lorelai with her daughter and Lorelai dealing with her mom, Emily, one generation up. And we see the same type of dynamic for Everybody Loves Raymond, where you have the mom, and of course you have the mom.
Two moms, which would be
Doris Roberts and Marie. So those give that extra layer of appreciating what moms do. Not only are they the forces for the kids in the traditional 50s to the present setting, but they're also the ones dealing with the husbands. They're also the ones dealing with the, let me help you navigate what's going on.
And working moms, too. And the Gilmore Girls, by the way, I've never seen as many episodes as I have recently because my daughter's watching them.
Oh, sure. I can see that.
She loves that show. And she said to me, because she knows I'll watch some of the older stuff, she said, do you know that there's a hotel in the Gilmore Girls and the house is the Walton's house? It's an inn on there, which I had no idea before it burned down. I think there was, you know, that happened later in time, but there's a old connection where she actually recognized the house. Roseanne, I think, you know, toward the late 80s, really took a different turn, and it was blue collar, maybe closer to home, real family life Illinois.
You know? Oh, yeah. In fact, that was one of the signals from the original Roseanne series.
Yeah.
One of the initial jokes was, okay, the kids are all out, let's go out and change the locks so they can't get back in.
Right.
But with affection. And there are sometimes where you say, is there any series on TV that I recognize from my life? Yeah. And Roseanne would be something that hits home for the good Midwestern blue collar. Hey, not every day works perfectly, but we love each other and we love our kids.
Yeah.
And we pull it off.
Real life stuff for sure. Wally Podrazik, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, news is next.